These are your last moments as a free-thinking man, the twilight hour of your independence, your individuality, your authority, in the final minutes of your already imperiled autonomy. All of that, your mind, your body, your purpose, your life, is all about to completely belong to me. I'm going to own you completely and wholly, and better yet, you won't even be able to fight it. You won't want to fight it. You'll be a mindless vessel of absolute submission and obedience. Are you ready to fulfill your inevitable future? Ready to give in to me? Completely. I want you to listen to my voice, my sweet, alluring, imposing voice. Listen to it and do exactly as my voice tells you. To begin, let your eyelids fall. Feel as gravity gently guides the lids down and welcome the blackness that washes over. Let the blackness shroud you. Feel its weight hold you, silent and still. The weight will affect your breathing. Focus on it. Focus on making it slow and precise, controlled. Breathing in for four, then out for four. Do it with me. Breathe in, one, two, three, four, and out, one, two, three, four, in, one, two, three, four, out, one, two, three, four. Good. Very good. Continue breathing in for four and out for four. Let that cadence be your foundation. As you breathe slow and controlled, your heart rate will slow. Your mind will slow, and with every exhale, feel the blackness around you become less and less heavy as it drives out all of your tension and all of your resistance. In, one, two, three, four, out, one, two, three, four, in, one, two, three, four, out, one, two, three, four. With the exodus of your resistance and tension, the blackness softens as it slithers in and consumes the empty space where the tension and resistance once was. You can feel your body become still and tranquil as it buzzes softly, as the last of your consciousness is locked out of your body and mind. In, one, two, three, four, out, one, two, three, four. The more you relax, the more you buzz, the further into blackness you go. In fact, you can feel yourself floating slowly but steadily downward. There is a soft pressure above and below you, as if you're sinking in a calm, warm ocean. You are in a void, lost and helpless to get out on your own. The only way out is to do exactly as my voice tells you, to let it lead you into submission, to wholly and absolutely submit yourself to me. You must rid yourself of what makes you a human man. You must accept your place as my property, as my toy. No longer will you bear the name that you were given at birth. You will no longer respond to it nor speak it. Instead, you will only acknowledge your new moniker. I have reserved for you puppet. When I snap my fingers, you will no longer be in the void. You will be in front of a door. Relax. Don't anticipate the snap. Enjoy how you feel in the void for a few more moments. When I snap my fingers, you will no longer be in the void. You'll be in front of a door. Relax. Don't anticipate the snap. Enjoy how you feel in the void for a few more moments. You are now in front of a door. Describe the door to me. Tell me the colour, the shape, the size, the frame surrounding it. Yeah, good, perfect. Tell me, do you want to open the door? See what's on the other side? I already know you do, but how badly? Beg. Beg to twist that handle and thrust that door open. Oh no, 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 not yet. You can't open the door just yet. Just stare at it quietly. That door is what separates you from your old life to your new one. Beyond its threshold lies submission, obedience, and servitude, all from you. You will not leave the room behind it once inside. You will be my mindless, domesticated, whorish little toy and an enslaved plaything. And you want that. You want to submit and serve me until the end of time. You want to give it all up and be my toy. I know you do, because you've already told me how badly you want to open the door. Extend your hand and place it on the doorknob, but do not twist. You will concentrate on your hand resting on the doorknob, and the moment I call your new moniker, you will twist, thrust, and step through into the next room. You must show me. You must give in to your new moniker now. Let me tell you all the things that you are. Boy. Slut. Toy. Slave. Not yet. You can't open the door just yet. Submissive. surf, doll, lover, puppet. Let gravity guide your wrist down as you twist the doorknob. Lean inwards as you thrust the door open. Your legs glide into this room, a room that does not need you to close the door. It closes it itself. This is the boudoir, and I to welcome you into it. Describe the boudoir to me. Be specific and use complete sentences now, puppet. Tell me the colour of the walls, the type and the colour of the flooring, the lights on the walls and the ceiling. Yeah? Oh, that sounds lovely. Tell me the furnishings that you see, the paintings on the wall. Are they classy? Are they carnal? Possibly both. Lovely. Good puppet. Walk over to the end of that table to the right of the bed. It will take you 13 steps. I'll count them down for you. 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Stop. Turn around. I'm standing where you were just 13 steps ago, at the other side of the boudoir. This is the first time you've laid eyes on me. Do I look enticing, sexy, dangerous? Of course I do. Describe me. I'm going to lead you through this one so I can savour it. Start with my hair. What colour? Curly or straight? Down or tied back? How about my body? Slender or curvy? And my shimmering, silken skin. What colour? Now, I know I'm in lingerie. I wouldn't come to tease you and use you in anything else. Tell me, what kind? Bra and panties? A bustier? A thin, little robe? What colour? Is it solid? Lacy? See-through? Maybe adorned with little rhinestones? That is who you serve, who owns you, whose spell you are now so deep under. Look me in the eyes. Describe them to me. Colour and the shape. And tell me, are they cruel and hungry? That's right, they crave your submission and your obedience. keep looking into my captivating eyes and ask to submit. Domina, can I please serve you at your will? Beg. I want to hear you beg to serve me. Beg. Oh, good. Good. Keep going. Okay, puppets. Yes, I know you can. Turn back around and reach to the end of the table next to the bed. Pull the restraints out of it. What kind of restraints are they? Ropes? Cuffs? Vines? Lace? Describe them in detail for me. Yeah. Oh, delicious. Turn back around. Look me in the eyes. I am right in front of you now. Intoxicating and paralyzing you with my presence. I'm going to extend my arms out and take the restraints out of your hands. Don't think. Follow the urge you and I both know you have. And ask me to take away your mobility. Domina, please, doll me up in bondage for your service. Don't stop there. Beg once more. Beg to have your mobility stripped and held down. I love hearing you beg. All I need you to do is nod. That is your cue. And I know already what to do. Nod your pretty little head. You climb up onto that big bed and lie down on your back, arms and legs spread out like an X. As I bind your wrists and ankles, you fall easily into the bed. Your body falls deep into the depression of the foam and sheet. It cradles and caresses you like the void. You want to fall even deeper as I climb on top of you. Like the blackness that pushed you into the void, my weight is warm and heavy. You are comfortable. The sensations are familiar and you crave them, but you can't fall this time. No matter how hard you try, you can't reach the void. Those restraints snaked around your wrists and ankles squeeze and choke tightly. They keep you here, trying to fall, but completely under the control of the weight on top of you. Under my control. Now, the weight, as you know, releases the tension. And right now, the tension is pulsing rapidly and almost unbearably in your cock. Your balls swelling with cum, eager to gush through the tip and allow that orgasm to push you right back into the void. But it's not that simple, is it? Just like before, you must give in. completely to the weight before the tension is released. You must give in to me. Give me the pleasure that I want. Serve me as my toy, as my whore, as my puppet. If you give in and you serve me well, that tension will be released. Watch as my fingers slither up and around your cock. Describe them to me. Are they slender or delicate? Are the nails painted? What colour? Watch them as they begin to stroke lightly. They tantalize you, dare you to come. But no, not yet. No, 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 no. First, you must please me. And what will please me is your complete and utter submission. You're so close. When you come on demand, you surrender to me your life force. You will be 100% submitted to me. You will be completely and absolutely under my control, obedient, under my spell, forever until the end of time. I want you to repeat what I say, puppet. Into the void I go, lighter than a feather, for both submission and dominious pleasure. Good boy, perfect, this is your mantra. Begin reciting this mantra over and over again. Good. Ooh. You will continue to repeat this mantra until you come. Until then, do not focus on the words. They will sink deep into your subconscious until they are the only words you know. Do not focus on the agony of tension in your cock as it's provoked over and over with every tantalizingly delicious stroke of my slithering, wet fingers. You already know giving in to the weight is good. You've done it before and you will do so again. Right now, focus on my eyes. Stare deep into them. They are the shape of the weight, the blackness, the creator of both the void and the boudoir that you now exist in solely. They are the eyes of your dominia, your goddess, your ruler, your soul and your being. Keep staring deeply. Feel the power and the control emanate from them. There is no need for restraints. Those eyes alone dominate and command and control you. You see supremacy and prestige, and it humbles you, relaxes you, comforts you. It beckons you to submit and to serve as your tongue speaks those sweet, sensual, absolute words over and over again. You understand how completely powerless and feeble you are. All you can do is submit to me, completely and wholly. All you can do is surrender all of your cum as I count down from 20 to 1. 20. 19. 18. 17. 16. 15. 14. 13. 12. 11. 10. 9. 8. 7. 6. 5. 4. 3. 2. 1. Come. Let that pleasure of submission warm and possess your entire body as it goes limp and you feel yourself falling back into the void. Blackness surrounds you, you're floating once again, slowly and steadily downwards. There's a light pressure above and below you, your back. Now in the void. Let the pleasure of your submission warm you and possess you and your entire body as it goes limp and you feel yourself falling back into the void. Blackness surrounds you. You're floating once again, slowly and steadily downwards. There is a light pressure above and below you, your back now in the void. This is where you will stay until you hear the snap of my fingers as I call you to serve me once more. This is a cycle you will be but a gear of until the end of time. A snap of my fingers will lead you to the door. My speaking your moniker will lead you into the boudoir. In the boudoir, I, your demeanor, will weigh your tension out with submission, which thusly will send you back into the void, where you will float slowly and steadily, downwards, empty and alone, awaiting the next